You are listening to Business Day Spotlight.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our listeners. My name is Mdiwa Gavaza, and this is the Business Day Spotlight. It is our podcast just around business, economy, and everything going on in and around South Africa. And for today, we are touching a little bit around property, around the mortgage market, and we're attacking it from a startup point of view because there is an interesting startup called Mortgage Me. It is an online bond aggregator that recently launched to give property buyers full ownership of their financing opportunities, and they aim to cut out the time-consuming hassle and paperwork of the traditional loan application process with a new free platform that is convenient, and they say it's a simplified solution for making homeowners' dreams a reality. So we're going to be talking to Andrew Price, who is a founder and director of Mortgage Me, just around how they developed a simplified solution and how they are making home ownership a dream and a reality for you and I. Andrew, how are you?
I am great. I'm a little intimidated because I don't think I'm going to be able to eloquate what Mortgage Me is as well as you just did in the intro, but I'm doing very, very well.
Well, I guess you can, without getting too much into the nitty-gritties of what you guys are perhaps aiming to do, but rather give us some history, because I understand that Mortgage Me is the result of more than one business coming together and creating the platform.
Absolutely, absolutely. Look, so Mortgage Me is the brainchild of two entities. We Are Monsters, which I'm a co-founder of. We build disruptive and innovative products, mostly in the fintech space. E4, which is an incumbent in the both the property and the banking space. They provide a lot of the tools that real estate agents utilize to be able to kind of figure out the value of properties and many other plethora of these types of tools. So it was the perfect partner to kind of gain industry experience with and to develop Mortgage Me to be able to try and find all the pain points that the consumer like you and I would go through in this harrowing journey that is applying for a mortgage in your home. We took the route that we normally take, and that is, how do we reduce steps and increase output and choice?
Yeah.
And that's pretty much where this idea started.
So in terms of that, if you could run us through what is usually the normal process of, getting to the point where someone has a mortgage or has approval for that mortgage versus the simplified process that you guys have been able to come up with.
100%. So I think in a nutshell, look, the mortgage application or the bond application process is a lengthy one. It's not just lengthy in time, but in energy. You have to go through, generally you go through a trusted middleman, a real estate agent or something like that, that would have, sometimes, some real estate agents have a favored mortgage supplier, bond supplier, and also what happens behind the curtains, you just don't know. Everyone's details are different. What your income and your expenses, your discretionary versus non-discretionary expenses and your credit history and all of that, it's different to mine. It's different to the next person, and each mortgage supplier has a different rating system of what they would offer you as a bond. To be able to kind of just receive a single offer from a single source, a bond originator, is maybe not the best way to go. So let's take two different sides here. One is the ease of being able to kind of go through this process. How fast does it take? How much effort is it? And how transparent it is. And then on the other side, it's about getting that best possible bond, which is the end goal. So in the former space, the process is lengthy. It can take up to a month or more. The paperwork is expensive, and you have to often repeat the same thing over and over again. There's lots of printing out, there's lots of filling in and taking a pen to paper and back and forward emails and all this kind of stuff. And you generally will fill out one set of forms, and then you go to the next set, and you have to fill out 50% of the same questions that you just answered, and so on and so forth. It's infuriating, and I think anyone that's been through the bond application process will be kind of nodding their head while they're listening to this. And then on the other side, when it comes to receiving the bond offers from these originators, you know, you never know what's going on behind the curtain. So is the person that you are going through, or the entity that you're going through, getting all the different offers from all the major banks, or are they favoring one and kind of putting it through because that's kind of the person that they deal with or the entity that they deal with? So from Mortgage Me, we try and tackle both sides of that spectrum. We go to, for simplification, through automation. We've painstakingly built over a long period of time to make sure that everything that can be automated is automated. And that's down to, for instance, affordability. You know, instead of having to print out and type up and go through all your own expenses and what you think that you earn compared to what you spend and what expenses you can or cannot do without and all that kind of stuff, which is in its own right a hell of a lot of homework. We have an automated system where you just drag and drop your 3-month bank statements and it automatically will pull all your discretionary versus non-discretionary expenses and pre-segment that for you on your behalf. It takes seconds, a couple seconds. So we've done that by training, using machine learning and training from all the different major banks, how they perceive bank statements and how they perceive certain expenses and how that gets categorized. Mm. So it's very accurate and it does it all on your behalf. There's tons of these different things that we do in order to kind of not have to put you through the rigmarole of doing it yourself. And because of the state of the securities that we use, you know, everything is safe and it's simple. You don't have to worry about it. We're not looking at anything, you know. So you have your own little conduit where you can rely on technology and let technology do this for you. And what could be months of a process, we can whittle down to about 15 to 20 minutes max.
Okay. And then in that whole process of aggregating, you know, on both sides, the lender and the end consumer, how does Mortgage Me actually make make its own margins from that business model?
That's a very good question. So we make money from the bank side.
Okay.
So we are a free to use service for the consumer. Everything we try to do is just make the consumer's life easier. And we don't feel that charging for this is necessary. So we have an arrangement with the banks on the other ends that we'll take a small commission for every successful application, and on the consumer side, they just do it for free. They go through this entire process. It's not just also the application; they can also get a bond certificate, which is like a pre-validation. Everything's automated in that process as well. Bond calculator. We have an ecosystem where people can learn more about the steps necessary to have a successful process. You know, what is an OTP and why do you need it and what are the steps necessary to kind of go through that, and what checklists have you gone through and can you print out to make this process easier for you? So Mortgage Me is not just about applying for a bond, it's the whole ecosystem around it. But what we do like to do is four main pillars.
Yeah.
It's speed, so to be able to get the consumer from beginning the journey to the end of the journey really, really quickly. Paperwork, so no printing out, no unnecessary paperwork, no duplications of information and all that rubbish. Transparency, which, you know, it's about getting the right offer from all the different suppliers through to a dashboard where the consumer can see everything side by side. Yeah. And see exactly what the details are with all the standardizations so that you can apples with apples and not apples with pears. Yeah. Because let's be honest, you can have two different offers and they might be worded so differently that you don't even know which one's better.
Yeah, that's very true. So and then the fourth
and then
pillar?
The other side, it's choice. So it's the ability to just on your own with no influence from any third person to be able to have that choice and empowerment as the consumer. They can sit at home on their couch, on their cell phone if they want to, and complete this entire thing and make the choice that's appropriate to them, instead of having somebody kind of being an overlord. You know, the process of disruptive products in today's age with technology is all about empowering the end consumer. giving them the choice, the ability to do it on their own time with the right amount of information.
Okay, so we are on the line where with Andrew Price. He is a founder and the director at Mortgage Me. They are a online bond aggregating platform, and he was just telling us how their platform came about, how it was invented, and you know, some of the rationale that came about with getting the business off the ground. He's saying that they can make the process of getting a bond much easier, and their business is hinged on four particular pillars. That is speed, reducing paperwork, increasing transparency, and giving the consumer choice. We're just going to take a quick break and then we'll be back after this.
The cryptocurrency revolution is a rabbit hole that goes deeper than just Bitcoin and blockchain. South Africa's revolutionary cryptocurrency investment platform, Revix, presents Beyond Bitcoin, your guide to the crypto future. Unpack the news, trends, and terminology live every Monday on The Gareth Cliff Show on cliffcentral.com. You can also download every episode on the Cliff Central app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. This is the Business Day Spotlight. My name is Mudiwa Gabaza, and on the line, I've been joined by Andrew Price, who is a founder and director at Mortgage Me. And just before the break, he was just giving us a rundown of their business. They are pulling together, making life easier for consumers and lenders just around making the process of getting a bond much, much easier. And he says it's all about reducing the process, reducing friction, and saving time. Now, Andrew, why had no one done this before? It really seems like quite a simple idea to actually put into practice, barring the fact that you have to train this artificial intelligence to actually know and understand how income statements work, what's discretionary income, what are expenses, and all of that stuff. Why had no one else done this? And if someone else has done this, who are you competing with?
So yeah, look, the reason that this hasn't been done before, so our competitors, if you want to say competitors, are other aggregation points,
yeah.
But they aren't, none of them have been automated like this. So why something like Mortgage Me hasn't been achieved up until this point is there's a lot of integration points and technology that is necessary to achieve this in the background. On the front end, what the consumer engages with is very simplistic and in layman's terms and very simple and smooth and easy to kind of go through. But on the back end, there's a lot going on. The technologies that we have, if you look from the bank side to all the tools of automations and things like that, it's about a 2-year endeavor to kind of put this this business together. And not a lot of property companies are technology companies. Not a lot of technology companies understand the property space.
Yes.
So to be able to bring those two worlds together is something that's quite difficult. And so Mortgage Me has decided to kind of embark on this with E4 a while back, seeing that this was necessary for the market to be able to kind of get the consumers to that safe and transparent space. So how it normally would happen is it's a very manual process.
Yeah.
So you would go on to be negative about any of our competitors because everyone that is there is doing a good job.
Yes,
in their own right.
They are.
So what I'm saying is that technically what would happen is you would engage with them whether online or via the phone or email or whatever the thing is. You'd put in your details, but then it enters into a very manual process after that. Print out these forms, da 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 da, and then everything's pretty much the same as it would be, except it's just like a digital inlet for that process. Whereas this, the whole thing is automated and you have the power and you have the visibility of everything. So you're not handing over the power to these third parties that can do whatever they want in the background. You retain everything and you're there for every step of the journey and educated throughout. And it's super quick and simple and you don't have to do printouts and signing and filling out millions of forms and all that kind of thing. It's a very different approach to anyone that is our closest competitor. And it is never before done in this country.
Perhaps, you know, you could give some of our listeners just some key metrics just around how the business is doing at the moment. You might not want to tell us how much money you're making, but are you guys at the stage of profitability? Or are you still growing? What's the level of deal flow on the platform? How many people have been able to get, bonds approved, that sort of thing? What type of metrics are you guys measuring? And what can you share with us?
100%. Look, the metrics are for us as successful. There's two different metrics: successful applications and granting of those bonds, and then backward rationalizing. Is the consumer happy with the journey? So the one follows the other. Obviously, we judge on our sales, if you want to put it that, is the successful application and receiving of bonds, and on the other, it's what is the level of satisfaction of the consumer after they've gone through this, and was it easy? Was it easy to understand? And at the moment, we're doing very well. We aren't a profitable company yet. As a startup, it takes a long time to become profitable, especially being that the company was about 2 years in the making. And that's a lot of development time and engineering and partnerships and things like that needs to kind of get paid off over the next couple of years. As any startup owner will testify to, that it's a bit of a journey. But that's all taken into account when you start something like this. There's so many moving parts and so many deep technology aspects that are expensive to set up. But it will pay dividends over the years. In my mind, the success doesn't come from cash flow at the moment. It comes from how many people have been able to help. And it's only 2 months old, and already we've had hundreds of people through the platform and engaging with us, and the feedback has been amazing.
I guess also, you know, just following up on that is, how did you guys actually go about, you know, bringing the two worlds together? Because, you know, from the startup space, you probably have your own competencies, but then now going into the market and understanding how, you know, mortgages and bonds work, how that market works, which items to actually feed into your platform, and understanding the mortgage market as a whole. And with that, do you have any trends you could particularly share with our listeners just around, you know, where the bond market is going at the moment?
Absolutely. And a very good question, by the way. So in order to achieve something like this, I'm one of the co-founders of We Are Monsters, and We Are Monsters is agnostic generally to a specific industry, although we do play quite a lot in the fintech space. E4 is a company that has a lot of experience in the property industry and the banking industry, and making sure that entire process is as slick and as automated as possible. So We Are Monsters, having the human in mind. So it's a human-centric innovation. So how would a human engage with this? Where are the points where they would feel stressed? Where are the points where they would where they wouldn't understand this, and it wouldn't be a fluid process? And we work from the consumer back, and then we are also underpinned by a technology. So half of our business is human oriented, and half of our business is technology oriented. And then partnering with E4, we got to understand all the ins and outs of the banking space and all the ins and outs of the property space, and to make sure that everything that somebody would need in this arena was taken care of in the most slick possible process. And then once we started engaging about 2 years back, we realized that we were very, very aligned on what was necessary to get this over the line. And we started thinking about how we could chop away at the process. What parts and aspects of bond application are unnecessary? What parts, even from negotiating with the banks, there's certain fields and information that they traditionally required that we did not want to force upon the consumer. And we had to negotiate with them and say, look, is there any way that we can remove this? Because it doesn't actually affect anything in a negative way. You know, we want to cut out these steps for the consumer. So we worked together to be able to fine tune all the different aspects and finally put it together. So as a startup, we took a lean approach to solving the problem as quick and as easy as possible for the consumer, while making sure all the boxes are ticked for a successful and safe mortgage application from the bank side.
Oh, yeah, no, that sounds like a lot. And in terms of the trends for our listeners?
So in the mortgage space, you know, like as with most of the financial, anything in the financial arena, technology is coming in hot. it's unbelievable the speed at which people are using. Because in the last, let's say, 5 years, it was all a dream to do something like this.
Yes.
But there wasn't all the individual technology stacks that could be sewn together to bring the seamless process together. Like if you're in the tech space, or in the startup space, you know, KYC is an information, it is an acronym that people use and throw around quite a lot. It's know your customer. And the things inherently problematic in doing a digital KYC are quite widespread. You know, how do you know that someone's not being fraudulent? How do we know that you can validate who somebody is saying that they are? And how do you do that at the touch of a button? How do you not have somebody have to go and print something out and scan it and then send it through and have somebody validate that and da-da-da? How do you make that automated? And the things like that have now been solved left, right, and center in South Africa. And to be honest, we work a lot in the Netherlands, in the UK. We pull products out we've just come back from the United States. And people always think that South Africa is behind when it comes to technologies, and we're not.
Yeah.
You know, I think coming from the space that we're in South Africa, startups are gritty. You know, we've had so many issues to overcome, and that we become quite strong in our abilities to overcome these little weird problems, and more so than a lot of the grander world. You know, they've had it a little bit easier, and South African tech companies have come to the party and really figured out how to kind of like build these technology stacks so that other companies like MortgageMe can stand on the shoulders of these tools to be able to really create a consumer-centric, idealistic ecosystem. And it's something that we, you know, like people say, oh wow, I can't believe it, you guys managed to do this and this and this. To be honest, it's not us. It's all the geniuses that have been before us, kind of helping build out these tools that we can kind of synthesize them together to create this type of a solution. And you're going to see this popping up everywhere. The main trend that you're going to see in the next year or two is bringing the power into the consumer's hands,
yeah.
Disintermediating the financial space.
Yeah.
So, and you can see this with the banks and the neobanks coming through the systems. People are realizing that the consumer doesn't want to just give the power into some third party's hands. They want to know exactly what's going on. They want to be able to manage it from their mobile phone, and they want to be able to do it in the time necessary, not in the time and administrative outlines that you've allowed them over the last 10 years. We expect more, and we rightfully should.
And lastly, where do you expect your business to go, I guess, in the near to short term, you know, I guess in the next 24 months, how, like on your key metrics, how many users do you want to have? How big do you want MortgageMe to be?
Well, so what we're looking to do is to get about a third of the market in South Africa. That's what we're looking to
How big
achieve.
Is that market?
So it's a couple billion a year. So we would like to get there,
yeah.
from a rand-based situation, but from a consumer satisfaction perspective, we are going to branch out horizontally as a service. And start to look at all the other different aspects of home buying.
Mm.
Home buying is a vast space full of like trepidation. There's a lot of fear here. It's the biggest investment that a lot of people are going to make over their life. And what we'd like to do is use our technology and the trust that we garner with consumers over the next couple of years to be able to really expand outwardly into satisfy all the different areas of the property buying space. So what we'd like to do is just really show that this works first over the next year, and get as much experience and trust with the consumer, and get as many like successful bonds to happy customers, and then in about a year's time we're going to start expanding horizontally and look for what other areas in the space we can reduce the anxiety and try and just, you know, disrupt.
So you heard it right there. We've been on the line with Andrew Price, who is a founder and a director at MortgageMe. They are a bond aggregation platform. And he's just saying that a bond or a mortgage is usually going to be the most important investment that a person makes in their lives. And what better time to be using technology to make that process easier than now? He's also just talking about the fact that disintermediation with the technology to the financial services world is a trend that's definitely going to be growing even more over the next 2 years. And they see their business gaining market share in the next 2 to 3 years, and they're going, you know, for about a third of the market or so of this interesting market that is out there. The other key takeaway, he's just also just talking about the fact that customization and making things that are centered around customers and making something that is tailor-made for customers in how you place a product or pitch your product is a trend that they are wanting to capitalize on. So thank you so much to Andrew. Andrew, how can people engage with you?
Well, you can please visit our website, which is mortgageme.co.za, or you can email me directly at andrew@mortgageme.co.za. But I'd love to speak to anyone that has any thoughts or interest in the space, and I'm available anytime.
So you heard it right there. He says he is available at any time. That was Andrew Price. Remember that. Thank you so much to everyone who was listening to this edition of Business Day Spotlight. You can find our latest podcast of Business Live under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab. And then on Twitter, our hashtag is #BDSpotlight. Remember that you can also review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. So that's been it for today. Thank you so much to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller. So the Business Day Spotlight is a multimedia live production. For myself, Mudiwa Gavaza, and the rest of the team, is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.